Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Deanna Davison, and you're here with Talk TV. Now, Scotland's new Hate Crime and Public Order Act comes into force today that criminalises threatening behaviour based on age, disability, sexual orientation and transgender identity. But critics say it will make the police's job a lot harder. Joining me now is Dr. Debbie Hayton, teacher, journalist and author of Transsexual Apostate, My Journey Back to Reality. Debbie, I mean, what's your initial instinctive feel about this new law?
I don't like it at all. I wish they'd never pushed this law. I think it's unhelpful and I think it's very dangerous. Mm-hmm. It starts politicising what people are allowed to say, what people are allowed to think. I sometimes begin to wonder whether George Orwell just got it wrong and he should have entitled his book not 1984 but 2024, because we seem to have got there. Mm-hmm.
And I mean, in terms of free speech, there are huge concerns amongst people. Perhaps you may have gender-critical views, which many of us may agree with, many of us may not agree with, but that they may feel silenced for fear of being reported to the police.
Well, yes, it's being reported to the police, and it's that process which follows, which is the punishment sometimes. Even if down the line the police decide to take no action, the fact that you've been investigated, the fact that the police have put a note on the file, the fact that it may come up on a DBS check so it can hamper your right to work, these things are very worrying. And what the concern is that it will become a criminal offence to offend somebody. And as Salman Rushdie once said, nobody has the right to be not offended.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there would be members of the sort of transgender community who would think this law is a good thing, that it will offer them more protection, surely.
Well, protection from whom? This is the question. Laws which start policing what people are allowed to say and what people are allowed to think favour the powerful. The powerful, if there's ever a dispute between two groups of people and they both try to use the same piece of legislation to stop the other group saying what they think, then it's the powerful group which will hold sway. That's the concern. Mm.
And how do you feel online? Because there is a lot of online kind of narrative around various issues in the transgender debate. How do you feel on a personal level reading some of that?
Oh, online, it's dreadful. People behave in some dreadful manner online. It's almost as if they leave their humanity behind. What's important to me is my life in real life. Mm-hmm. When I walk down the street, when I catch the bus, when I go to work, there I'm interacting as a human being. And there's no need for hate crime legislation. There's no need for this. The issue is when we go online, people seem to lose their manners behind. They behave in a rude and obnoxious manner. But even so, should that be criminal? Because you can always just turn it off. You can block, you can ignore. Mm-hmm.
And there is this point as well, isn't there, as you've kind of rightly alluded to, whereby you could be reported, the police could investigate, find that it's not a crime, but as you say, this still remains on your record.
Well, yes, and, this does concern me personally, because I'm on record as saying trans women are men, get over it. It is the truth. It might be something that we don't like to admit, and it's something that we don't appreciate, but it is the truth. And by speaking the truth, I may well be criminalised for that.
And there is a level of irony that you yourself could be criminalised for hateful speech against the transgender community.
Well, yes. What laws like this does is it imposes an orthodoxy. It imposes the right way to think, the right opinions to have, and the right opinions to express, certainly online. If you express different opinions, then you can be marginalised and shamed, sure. But it seems now we could be criminalised for those different opinions. And that's dangerous in what we still think is a democratic society.
And Debbie, what do you say to some of the charities, I'm thinking Stonewall, etc.? Do you feel like they strike the right balance between trying to protect the rights of the trans community and free speech or not?
I just wish some of those charities would never have got involved. I go back to 2013, 14, 15, when I transitioned, I was getting on in my life, under the radar, without anybody taking any notice of me, and I was having very, very little problems. Then along comes Stonewall and along come these campaigning organisations. They made a political football out of transsexual people, and that is at the basis of the problems that we see today. I just wish they had never bothered.
And do you get frustrated by politicians using the trans debate as a bit of a culture war issue?
Well, yes, and I hear politicians using trans people as that political football. I just wish they'd just leave us all alone. And what I think people don't realise is to jump on this hobby horse almost, this trans allyship, this virtue signalling, it's not helping trans people at all. It really isn't.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Treat us as human beings, the same as everybody else, please.
Well, thank you, Debbie Hayton, there, joining us. And apologies to people at home for some of the language there you might not have appreciated. Matthew and Claire, still with me. Matthew, what did you make of what Debbie said there, particularly her point, I think the one you referred to from Friday, around her belief that, you know, transgender women are men?
Yeah, I think that Debbie was very articulate. I think it was very powerful. A lot of what she said, I mean, it's one view, so she can't speak for the entire trans community any more than I can speak for anyone other than myself. I don't think people should have to, as it were, as she said, transition under the radar. I completely understand, and I completely understand that life has become much, much more difficult for her and other trans people, and that's appalling. Mm-hmm. But I would like to live in a society where you don't have to be, as it were, under the radar when you transition, that we don't live in a society of polarised positions filled with so much hate. The other thing I would just pick Debbie up on is what she said about the difference between real life and online. I mean, when I'm on the wrong end of a pile-on, as I've already described, and I'm talking about thousands of...
We've all been there, one way or another.
And I've got a rhino skin, OK? I'm pretty tough. But there's a little bit, even of me, that feels slightly uncomfortable when that happens. Mm-hmm. And there's a little bit of me, as someone who was bullied quite badly at school, where memories of that come back, OK? So, of course, Debbie's right that people do leave their manners at home, and worse sometimes when they're online. I don't quite agree with her that it's not real life. because, yes, people behave much, much better, or tend to, when we are face-to-face. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that online bullying, online trolling doesn't have an effect.
Mm-hmm. Claire, I mean, you must have had your fair share online as well.
Oh, yes, hatred from very different corners of social media. And that's fine, and I can take that. Actually, it was my son that got quite upset when he saw some of the stuff that was written about me, and he wanted to go find the people. And I think it's the effect that it sometimes has on families. Now, we all accept that we will get abuse online for certain things that we say is part of what we do.
Well, you say we accept. We know that we will. We shouldn't accept it.
No, you shouldn't accept it, but you realise that it is going to happen. If you put yourself out there, if you give your opinions, then you are inviting people to comment on them. And I think that we all know that, and we're all tough enough to deal with it. What I hadn't appreciated was the impact that it would have on my son seeing these things written about
his mother. I fully agree. It's the same for my mum.
Absolutely.
Same for my wife, by the way. She can't look at my Twitter or my ex anymore.
No.
Because why would you want to see your husband being abused? And there is a difference, by the way. If I put something out on social media, absolutely I'm inviting people to agree with me, to disagree with me, to come back at me. There's a difference between that and abuse.
And it's sometimes threats as well.
And we know for children that, you know, the online world is increasingly the real world, and that people are very, very, and we'll probably talk about this a bit later, but people are really badly bullied online as children. So I don't agree with everything that Debbie said. In terms of, we definitely don't want to get to a dystopian world like 1984 that Debbie talked about, where we are criminalising thought. I mean, that is terrifying. And it is possible that this law, even from my sort of, as it were, liberal standpoint, is going too far, and that we are inviting the state, or the state is imposing itself into our bedrooms, into our living rooms, into our kitchens, into our marriages. Mm. So I will be fascinated to see how it goes.
With the size of TV screens and homes, it's very much that image of Big Brother's watching as well, isn't it?
Absolutely, and I think that's what Debbie said about it's leading to people having the right way of thinking, the right way of exploring an argument, and if you don't fit that, then you're going to be up against the law. And I really did like what she said about she just wants to go out there, and the majority of the trans community just want to go about living their lives. Mm-hmm. They don't need this debate. They haven't asked for this debate. The majority of them just want to be able to live their lives and live them peacefully. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I just very quickly say...
you want to get some callers in, that's all, Matthew.
When I waded into this a few years ago for the first time and got burnt by it, something that I realised then and realise now is we hear about this sort of so-called toxic trans lobby, right? These sort of horrible people who get everyone cancelled. I'm sure there are some of these people, most of them not trans themselves, I would imagine. But there is also a much bigger movement, a sort of radical feminist anti-trans movement that may be rooted in well-intentioned people in some cases, but also spews out the most toxic hatred. It's a real issue. I've been on the wrong end of it. I can cope with it. Like, but if it's directed at a trans person, an individual, that becomes really sinister.
Absolutely.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.